right.
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hello, everybody. It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 562. My name's Will Koontz, and we have next to me a gagging on a Hummel.
How's it going?
I'm good. First, I got to know, why are you gagging?
Perhaps you can hear me, but it is what it is. My boyfriend, Chris, he just took a big dump.
Yeah.
And it smells really bad. And the room I'm broadcasting from is adjacent to the bathroom.
Next to the bathroom.
The S-box, right.
Did he creep under the door? Did he do the closed door, light a match, you know, turn on the thing?
He just did it and walked out. And as I walked by him, I was just like, really? Really? It was like, you know, 6 o'clock on the dot. I'm rushing to get in here and I'm just gagging.
Does he take a long time? Does he take like 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think he likes to take his time, like most people. Yeah.
Let's it simmer. Doesn't do the flush. Just lets it kind of simmer in the bowl till he's done.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes there might be multiple flushes. You know, I do a courtesy flush, of course, because I'm a lady.
Yeah. That's good. Dude, I had a crazy bathroom experience. I went on a cruise. I'm back now. Had this hat. I got a story about that in a second. I stayed in a hotel with three buddies, three men, in one little hotel room in Fort Lauderdale the night before. And the craziest bathroom, like one of the, you know, obviously hotel rooms, everything's kind of mashed together and close. And you kind of got like an entrance, you got your beds, bathroom, and then, you know, kitchen sometimes, or kitchenette. And it's not uncommon for the beds to be close to the bathroom. I mean, because everything's close no matter where you are in a hotel room, because it tends to be pretty small. Generally, though, the door is pretty solid. There might be the crack in the bottom, which is pretty standard. This bathroom in particular had a slats. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes in your air conditioning room, there will be like an open. It's not like open, but like for, not a net.
No, a like, vent. Like it's like an open vent.
Yes, a vent. That's right. Pretty much a wooden vent in the bathroom. Now, I am a, and it's three men, by the way, in here. I woke up. It was an intense night of eating and drinking. We started the party early on Thursday. And I don't know about you, but I am a first thing in the morning. That's what I do. Take a two. That's my morning constitution. So I'm trying to think of a way not to torture these guys in this tiny hotel room who are still sleeping. I'm the early riser of the group. But I gotta go. You know, I don't know what else to do. So I went. And I had to do the courtesy flush immediately, though. But, you know, there's sounds that happen in the morning and it's a frazzled floor and it's not ideal situation. But I feel like I did a pretty good job considering the elements. But my buddy Dan said that was the closest he's ever been to somebody pooping before. And like you can hear him, you know, shifting.
In proximity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he could like hear it and smell it.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to be as quiet as possible, but, you know, sometimes you might not know, but normal people make noises when they go that route, that number two direction in the morning for their annual constitution, morning constitution.
Yeah.
So it was not ideal. And I do have a story about gross things that partners do. Maybe we can talk about Chris's just not giving courtesy flushes with his BMs. You know, that's a possibility. We'll talk about more about that later. But we are back. We did a pre-recorded episode last week. And we're back live here today. It is 6.06 p.m. on April 2nd, which is a Wednesday. We broadcast live here at willsyoutube.com and Rumble and Facebook. And we have a Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. It's a good way to participate with the show. You get some little bit of extra content there. And, you know, it's a nice thing to do. You don't have to. You can join for free as well. But if you want to join monetarily, you can do that. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. You can send your emails, comments, obviously, on YouTube are always good. It's good to be back. I feel a little rusty. I think I'm still detoxing. I did do the cruise. I don't know if you can see my hat, Anna, but I wore it. It will be the last time that I wear this hat. Can you read it?
I believe it says USS Blackout.
Yes, that's right. And underneath it says 48-hour bender. Okay. Now, I bought this hat. It's a novelty hat, right? I'm sure you've seen actual veterans wear these kinds of hats.
Oh, my God. It's stolen valor.
Yes.
Plus, like, those obnoxious hats that those girls wear on bachelorette parties, but
it's yeah.
a male version of that.
That's right. That's right. I bought this hat as a novelty because I was going on a cruise. It was a bachelor party. Everybody got the drink package. So we were, you know, going to go hard. And I considered buying the hat for everyone, but I'm still cheap. And it wasn't like it was $20. I mean, I'm not going to buy it for eight people. Spend, what is that, $140, $150 on hats? No.
Yeah.
Doing that. So I got me one. And I'm looking at it before I went and I go, man, this really looks really close. I'm kind of in and out here of what veterans wear. Of, you know, ships that they served on. That's like a thing. And I go, well, if something happens, if somebody's offended or something, I'll take it off. You know, I didn't want to run into a vet and then be like, what's this? I'd be like, oh, it's a novelty hat I got for a bachelor party. So first thing, Anna, I get to the port and I'm not even on the boat yet. I'm carrying my bags. I'm flustered. It's a kind of a chaotic experience. I'm getting ready to go up the escalator, get on the boat, and a port worker, or I guess a Royal Caribbean worker, kind of directing people of where to go, kind of pointing them in which directions, starts waving her hands. And for some reason, I'm having a really hard time understanding her. She's not making a lot of sense. I just hear, no, 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 you can't go this way. You're too late. You're too late. And all this stuff. And I'm like, what? Too late? It's 2 p.m. I mean, we're not leaving this port until 5 p.m. Plenty of time. What is she talking about? And she's just kind of not making it. Sounds like the teacher from Charlie Brown. She's just not clicking in my brain of what she's saying. So I eventually had to stop her and I had to go, I'm sorry. Is there a problem? And she goes, we give free champagne to service members if they get here a little early. We appreciate your service. We just want to let you know that. And next time, get here a little early, get your complimentary champagne on us. And we really appreciate you. And I was like, oh, God. Okay. That's okay. That's okay. I'm glad I missed. That's all right. And I started to just keep going up the hill. And she just kept saying, thank you. Thank you so much. First, out of the gate, before I even got on the boat. She read, no, she didn't read it. But the problem is it looks just like, I mean, in fact, I did make eye contact with a guy who had a real one on, I'm pretty sure. And it was very uncomfortable for me later on. The whole weekend was just the guys thanking me for my service, which I had to be like, please stop. Please stop.
You didn't tell them that it's a novelty hat?
No, they knew. They knew. They heard the story about the port worker.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, if this happens again, I just got to get rid of this hat. I can't allow this to happen. Second day, heading to dinner, a guy stops middle of his conversations at a table and yells out, thank you so much for your service, and points directly at me. And this time I just went, you're welcome, and just kept walking.
Was it in front of your friends?
Yeah. Yeah, which they got a big kick out of. So this would be the last time I think that I adorn this hat. I just wanted to. In fact, I'm getting rid of it now. I don't need this anymore.
This stolen valor.
Yeah, it's still a bit of stolen valor action. I didn't mean to. I mean, I will say this hat is black. Typically, they're blue, navy blue.
They're navy. It says 48-hour bender.
Yeah.
You know what? It's their fault. They're not reading, and that's a problem.
But I think that USS Blackout for a boat could be something that's real. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds like that's a pretty cool boat name. USS.
I don't know. To me, it seems obvious because you're on a cruise ship where people typically drink in excess.
I know. Am I like, did nobody get this hat before? I mean, it's pretty. I just searched Amazon for cruise hats and this came up. That's a funny one. I'll get that one. So that was, it was really, didn't bring
it me. It didn't occur to you that it looked like
me?
A veteran hat? Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I got it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, I mean, it's fun, but it also kind of does look like the real thing. I don't blame anybody for not necessarily looking too close because it's probably one of those things you glance at.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they're real. Like, when have you seen one that wasn't real?
Right.
Yeah. So.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone wear a hat like that under the age of 65. Like, even if you are a veteran, they don't wear that hat unless they're, like, a Vietnam veteran.
Yes, that's true. That is the demographic that typically does wear them. The older guy that I saw on the boat in the casino that had one, we did make eye contact briefly, and I kind of just scurried away as soon as possible because I didn't want him to question me and then be like, but I did kind of want to ask him, you know, I'd be curious to know, is this hat offensive? Because I thought that before I bought it, but I just kind of risked it and thought, like, hopefully people will just read the hat and understand. Mm-hmm. It's a funny cruise hat that kind of looks real. That's kind of the joke. Didn't get that far though.
No.
Other than
that, feel good about yourself.
It was, the cruise was good. They had a nice little private island in the Bahamas, so that was fun. Beach was nice. It was really windy, so just sat in the pool and drank. And went, Nassau stinks literally and physically and literally. Just not a good place, just a tourist trap. But there's other islands in the Bahamas. I don't know, have you ever been to the Bahamas?
No.
Yeah,
I don't really want to go.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I mean, I think I've been to other islands in the Bahamas that were much more normal, it felt.
The
Bahamas, it's just a, you know, a tourist trap.
Yeah. I don't know. I would go see, like, Bimini Road.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this?
It's a statues, right?
No, it's these like large stones under the water.
Yeah, they're like little statues in there.
I don't know. I thought they were like monolith rocks that, you know, obviously it seems like they were placed there before it was full of water, but it's now under the water, suggestive of like a civilization that existed there. Perhaps,
yeah.
Atlantis, you know, something like that.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're thinking of different things. These ones, the ones that I saw, are actually statues under the water. But, I mean, there's other places. Bahamas are nice. Grand Bahama is just like people asking you, I don't want a plaque with my name on it. I don't want my hair braided.
I was just going to say, why don't you have cornrows or those like braid wraps, you know? Yeah.
Luckily, my hair's not long enough. I don't think I did get a haircut before I left. But yeah, I don't want any of that stuff. And it's just like, although it was much nicer than the last time I went there, it looks like they did a lot of improvements, but it still looked like a bomb went off, essentially. And then it's just guys asking you if you want jet skis.
You mean it's like poor?
Yeah, I would say it's, yeah. I mean, tourism dollars are definitely keeping that place afloat.
Sure. I thought it would be, I guess that's probably what I imagined, is just like a bunch of really nice resorts and then everyone else just lives in squalor. Is that an accurate assessment?
At least on that island, yeah. Because it's just like you work at the casino, the Atlantis casino that's there, or you just hustle trying to sell, you know, plaques with
trinkets and
things on them. Yeah, that type of stuff. Did get offered drugs. Which was good, but way too
scary.
Oh, just a guy. He was like, You want to rent a jet ski? And I was like, no. And he was the fourth guy to ask me. And then he goes, what else you want? And I was like, what do you got? And then he started going like, well, I got whatever you're looking for, I got. And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm just kidding. You called my bluff here. Bahamian jail is the last jail that I want to end up in. Maybe Taliban jail, but Bahamian jail would be number two.
I don't think Taliban has jail.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone makes it to jail. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, other than that, quick there, quick back. So I did get my freaking butt kicked in the casino, though. I lost a lot of money.
Yikes.
And the casino, everybody else won, I lost. I won't even tell you how much because you'll cry, I think, on here.
As a Jew, I would find it offensive, probably. Yeah. And you're like half or quarter or something.
Yeah, I guess kind of half. It hurt. I mean, it did hurt. I'm not going to lie to you.
Can I guess how much you lost?
Sure.
$2,000.
Close. Yeah.
More?
About 1,800.
That's what I expected. Yeah,
it hurt. Now I had saved up money over like a year. So it's kind of like, well, I just lost my money that I saved, but I lost it. I mean, it's gone. I could have just had it and kept it and like done stuff with it.
Was it worth the fun?
No, it's never worth it when you lose. I mean, it was fun. It kind of hung in the first few days. I mean, it played every night and kind of hung in. I think I got up to about like 500 one night, up $500 one night. But then the last night I was like, you got to play big now. This is where you do the couple $100 bets each hand. I was done in 20 minutes. Just got totally reamed. It was crazy. But I'm looking forward to the deals that I might get. Because usually when you lose money like that, I'll be like, hey, you want to come back? And I'll be like, no. They'll be like, how about if we give you a free room? And then you go, oh, well, maybe I will. Maybe I just won't gamble this next time. And then you end up gambling.
This, can I just tell you the difference between you and I?
Yeah.
So we're both poor, but you have like bon vivant taste, and that gets you in trouble. I'm poor, but I don't have taste because I can't afford taste. I just get what I get, and I'm grateful that I got it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Which is
like, you like the wining, you like the dining, you like the steaks, you like the cruises. I know it was for a bachelor party, so that's a little different. But you like the gambling, and you like nice things.
And living on the edge.
I don't.
Yeah.
I have convinced myself I don't like nice things, so that when I don't have them, I don't feel like I'm missing out. It's a coping mechanism. I probably would love those things, but just through enough drilling and whatever affirmations, I just tell myself, I don't like these things. I never want these things. So then when I can't afford these things, I don't care.
There's nothing that you splurge on, because I feel like you do splurge on certain things, like your gym memberships. Don't you have multiple gyms?
I don't belong to a gym. Well, I belong to a jiu-jitsu gym.
Yes, that counts.
That counts as like a gym. That counts as therapy. And that counts as like my community social group.
Yep.
Like it's all those three things in one thing. I don't belong to a regular gym anymore.
All right, fair enough.
I work out in the backyard listening to conservative talk radio like someone's dad.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I do now.
That's fair.
Yeah. So even if I do like splurge a little on something, by immediately I'm removing other things from the diet, so to speak.
Splurging to you is like going to 7-Eleven and getting two ice cream sandwiches with M&Ms in them.
It's not true. It's Wawa these days, but yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, but that's cool. Okay, because I thought you had like multiple gym memberships. The food you eat, I think, is pretty cheap. It's yogurt and eggs. It's pretty much and hummus.
Well, eggs are kind of expensive, and so is yogurt. But yeah, I'm not. I almost never go out to eat. That's a rare occasion, and if we do go out, most of the time it's takeout or a pizza that we ordered. And that's maybe once a month.
Good.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing the right thing. So yes, I guess the difference is I was going to say I don't really spend money on anything that's I have a few things that I'll splurge on. I feel like there's always an occasion too. Like I took my mom out for her birthday and I also got to benefit from that because I got a nice steak that I enjoy very much. Bourbon, I will splurge on from time to time. I've been really good about that. What's that?
Tequila.
Tequila. I did buy that nice tequila that time, but I was sad.
That traumatized me.
I was sad that day.
That traumatized me.
It was a $50 shot of tequila because I was sad that day and I wanted to not be sad.
One round, two drinks. I had water, so I was $0.
Yeah.
And I like, of course, you know, you get your bill and I'm like, I think it was like 77.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about what it costs to go to a bar. I mean, like, I don't really drink at bars. Yeah. Well,
just two drinks. No. You had a shot and you had a beer.
I bought you a couple drinks.
No. This day I did not drink.
You did not drink.
I did not drink. There was another time I did drink. This time I did not drink.
I mean, look, you're not wrong. I'm just saying, but it's not every time that I do that. It just so happened that you were there when I did do that. But like I said, I was sad that day and I needed a quick pick. I think I got a Christmas bonus too. Wasn't that around December? I think I got my Christmas from work.
So there were two occasions. One was when you got like a margarita at the pier and then we moseyed on over to the Vinoy. And then the other time I did drink and then we ended up at Cava. There's two separate occasions. I think the sad occasion may have been the Cava occasion.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Okay. Well, maybe I wasn't sad that day, but I was out. And it was a rare occasion of me being out because I don't go to bars anymore. I think I still spend about the same amount on alcohol as I used to when I used to go to bars.
Mm-hmm. The second time is when I sat next to, was she from like Oregon? Vegas. She was from Vegas, a rotund woman in like a cowboy uniform.
Yeah.
Something about a Dr. Seuss convention. I don't know, but I remember speaking to her and I was drinking and I think I told you like I could hit it if I wanted to.
Yeah. I think
like, I had convinced myself that I'm like, I could take this broad home if I wanted to. I didn't, but I could have.
You were like a guy at 3 a.m. picking the biggest one and taking her home. You were doing that at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
You might be able to. Yeah.
Yeah. I was probably like two or three claws deep and I was feeling it.
I feel that. The chat. Thanks, Thomas. I see Thomas here. And FaZe Cops says hello to you, Anna. Thomas said that the hat is not, where is it? It's not stolen valor as long as you don't accept things claiming to be a veteran. Okay, good, because I would have turned down the champagne. I wouldn't have accepted the free champagne. I can't imagine going into a courtroom with a bunch of guys wearing the hat, and then mine says USS Blackout 48-hour bender, and say that I've been hungover so many times that I'm basically a vet. And I've been seeing a lot of thing and felt a lot of pain and we're basically the same. No, I wouldn't have done that. So yeah, thank you, Thomas, for that vindication. I don't know if you're a veteran or not, but Brian from Philly says, hi, Anna. Anna Hummel, bunch of exclamation points. Anna, where are you going to be tomorrow? Because I want to, for the Radio St. Pete audience, this won't matter, I guess. But for other people, what do you got going on the rest of this week?
Yeah, so tomorrow and Friday, I'll be filling in as a co-host on Kale and Company, WPHT. And then next week, Monday through Friday, I'll be filling in as well, but I will actually be in studio with them. I'm flying out to Philly, and wow. I've never been to Philly before, and it should be interesting. I feel like I'm getting conflicting advice from people. Some people are telling me like not to walk around by myself because I'll get mugged, and other people are telling me that the area I'm in is like the ritzy part of town and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So in true paranoid Jewish fashion, of course I will, you know, err on the side of caution I think I should be okay in the daytime. I think that's the message. And maybe don't be out alone at night, which is just a general good rule of thumb if you're a female or anyone. Yeah. So,
I mean, you're doing radio too. It's not like you're going to be, you know, awake at night, right?
Well, I have to, the hotel is about a 12-minute drive.
Okay.
To the station. So I thought like, oh, could I just like walk? At first I thought it was like right around the corner. So I was like, can I just walk? And the program director was like, I wouldn't do that. We had a girl who was a co-host who decided to walk, you know, a couple blocks. She got mugged. I was just okay, I'll Uber. Like, and I'm like, you think that's safe? You know, I don't want to be picked up by some questionable character, but I'll just, I think I have some pepper spray. So I'll probably just bring that with me. And
bring that on a plane. You might be able to bring it in your carry-on, but I doubt it.
I'm going to have a checked bag, so I can put it in there.
Maybe. Not sure. I mean, you could always get out there.
I don't know what to do.
So you're actually, are you filling in the entire week next week?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. Wow. So yeah, really excited. I've been really listening very closely the last 3 days just to get a, I mean, obviously I've been on before and listened to the show before, but you know, not 4 hours straight. So just trying to get a feel for the vibe, and I'm excited about it. It should be good.
Yeah. Dope. So that's very cool. So catch Anna. It's online too, right? I think it's on YouTube. You can watch it.
Yeah, you can catch it, or just on the Odyssey app or anything. It's 1210 WPHT Philly. You'll find it. It's pretty easy. So I'm really, really excited. They're really, really cool guys. Nice people. So it's nice. That's a nice change of pace.
Yeah. I know Philly has their own Skid Row now, but I think every major city in America pretty much has that. Like San Francisco, Tenderloin, they have the whatever, just the line of homeless people. And I think they have that in Philly too. We're just all. Sure.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I've never been to Philly before. It's such a city with rich history, and no offense, Brian, Philly, but I've completely written this city off my entire life. Like, no, if asked, like, would you want to go to Philly? 100% of the time I would say no. Like, why? No, I'd rather go, you know, California, check out Sedona, you know, more naturey stuff. I'm really, this is going to sound terrible. And, you know, maybe this is one of the most controversial things I've ever said, but I feel like every large city in America, metropolis in America, it's kind of the same thing. Mm. You know, and I'll get pushback like, no, the pizza's different in Chicago than it is in New York. Like, okay.
Yeah. But
it's like just a cement jungle with giant buildings, and it's super crowded, and you're going to see homeless people, and there's going to be a lot of wackos, and there'll probably be just some loud Italian walking by. Like, it's just, that's every major city in America.
I mean, there is different types of folk, but I get what you're saying. And I guess, like we just said, there's still fentanyl abusers in every major city. So I guess you can lump them in as the same. I've been to Philadelphia. It is a, you know, a place that's rich in culture and villainy, for sure.
And what? Villainy?
Villainy, yeah.
What does villainy mean?
Like villains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I saw the Liberty Bell. It was one of the most unimpressive things that I've ever seen. I thought it was giant.
Right around the corner from that. That was my first stop on Monday. I was going to go see the Liberty Bell.
I mean, go see it, but you're going to be like, that's it, huh? I thought it was a lot bigger because it kind of portrayed as a lot bigger. It's really tiny.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it's bullcrap, you know?
Yeah. But the crack. I don't even know. Like, I know what the Liberty Bell is, but like beyond that, all I know is like Ben Franklin Bell cracked.
Independence Hall.
Huh?
Independence Hall is there. Yeah. And it's just like a very barren building. It's very, it's almost like a barn. You're like, that's kind of
sick. It's a little interesting that I will be staying in a place right by Rittenhouse Square. So I was like, huh, interesting. Conservative talk. They put me in Rittenhouse Square. I like it.
Rittenhouse is not a founding father, but definitely a name that's been around in the country.
Okay.
When that, going down. No,
until it came up in what, 2020?
Something like that.
Yeah. I just think skateboard, Rittenhouse. That's all. Skateboard, yeah. Rittenhouse rifle, Wisconsin.
We're already half an hour in, Anna. We really have. We should have saved this for the extra time, probably. So I'm sorry, Radio St. Pete. We're going to let you go. We're going to let podcast listeners go. If you're watching live here on Wednesday, you can hang out. We're going to do some extra time here. And you can always go subscribe to the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. I'll get this up. The free part will go up today. Otherwise, it'll go up on Sunday. If you listen on YouTube, you can get the whole thing, but you have to wait till Sunday. And, you know, I understand these perks aren't great, but there's something. And go check it out. Go subscribe to the Substack anyway. It's free, hmbradio.substack.com. And goodbye, Radio St. Pete. Goodbye, podcast.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.